And the U.S. president has rejected allegations that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election after prosecutors charged new people in their probe. Donald Trump said the result of the voting was not impacted by Moscow. He said that his campaign did nothing wrong and there's no collusion between his campaign and the Kremlin. The U.S. president said that Russia started its anti-U.S. campaign in 2014, long before he declared his candidacy. Federal prosecutors have charged 13 Russians and 3 Russian companies over their alleged interference in the U.S. presidential race.
A grand jury in the District of Columbia today returned an indictment presented by the special counsel's office. The indictment charges 13 Russian nationals and 3 Russian companies for committing federal crimes while seeking to interfere in the United States political system, including the 2016 presidential election. The defendants allegedly conducted what they called information warfare against the United States, with the stated goal of spreading distrust towards the candidates.
Charges include conspiracy, wire fraud, bank fraud, and aggravated identity theft. An indictment was brought by Office of Special Counselor, Robert Mueller. It alleges that Russians used bogus social media postings and advertisements, which were fraudulently purchased in the name of Americans, to sway political opinion during the race between the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. The Kremlin has issued a statement dismissing the accusations as absurd. Since May of 2017, a special investigation has been led by Robert Mueller over alleged Russian interference to see if there was improper coordination between Trump's campaign team and the Kremlin. And joining us out of Washington is Mr. Rustem Safronov, political analyst at Rossiya Sigodnya. Hello, sir, and thanks for joining us on the program. Now, we've seen a number of accusations and allegations, but we have yet to see collusion. Your thoughts, please.
Well, one thing is obvious. There's no collusion between campaign of Mr. Trump and any sort of Russian activities on the web. We're not going to dispute here the statement of American justice system, whether they be right or wrong, but even if somebody in the social media is actively or actively promoting one of the candidates or trying to discredit the American electoral system, what to do here with Mr. Trump? So the idea of all of that investigative attempt by Mr. Mueller was to show connection between electoral campaign of Mr. Trump and Russian secret services, Russian agents, or whatever, Russian government. And we could see, as a result of that investigation, beat that zero, absolutely nothing. That's the bottom line in all of that story.
And Mr. Safronov, I mean, when you're speaking of social media posts and online ads, I mean, this really seems like run-of-the-mill type of stuff that, if proven that, you know, Moscow did do this, it's an allegation so far. That, I mean, they're not alone in doing this. This is something that a lot of critics say that Washington does and that a lot of big Western countries do often when they interfere in the internal affairs of other countries leading up to elections.
Even if Russia, first time in history, try to give Americans the same medicine what they're feeding around the globe, it's absurd to think this could really jeopardize American electoral process in really seriously involved with the victory of Mr. Trump. This is how I'm viewing the things.
I want to thank you for joining us, sir. Out of Washington, Mr. Rustem Safronov, political analyst at Rossiya Sigodnya.